Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you." Let me read these two verses to you again. We're going to get our challenge from these two verses today. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Folks, we're going to say this, we hear it all the time, but we need to say it more. God is good. But the question is, do we believe it? You see, God tells us not to withhold good from people. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, listen to what it said. It says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." So the Bible says that we're to do good to everyone, especially those who are of the church. But listen to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. It says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it's in your power to do it." So if God expects this from us, what does that tell us about who God is? If God tells us that we're not to withhold good from people, especially to the church, our church family, what does that tell us about God? It tells us that he's good and that he won't withhold anything good. That's why it says here in verse 11, "No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Listen to Psalm 34, verses 8 through 10. Psalm 34, verses 8 through 10. "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." Now we keep hearing this today in our verses that we're looking at for our challenge. We've seen it in the other passages that kind of corroborate what we're looking at here, that God is good and he withholds no good thing. We are to be people that reflect his glory and not withhold good from people when it's in our opportunity or power to do something about it. But on top of that, we've missed something maybe that I want to kind of bring out in the time we have left. God is a good God and a generous God, but he only bestows his favor and his blessings and his honor on those who walk uprightly, those who trust in him. Don't just assume, well, God's going to bless me, so I'm going to just live for myself. No, he only blesses those who bless him by trusting in him. Walk uprightly. Do what he says. He, as a loving parent, can't reward disobedience. There are many times that you as a parent with your children wanted to probably take them to Wendy's and get a Frosty or do something that was a treat, yet because of the fact that they weren't listening to you, you couldn't reward that behavior, and you withheld some of your blessings. You actually took away some of their toys or took away the car keys, and you withheld some favor and blessing because of their disobedience. Folks, I want to just say this to you. I don't want to be one of these people that misses out on the goodness of God. I've come to realize over the years how good he is and how generous he is, and I want to enjoy his favor. And so one of the things I strive to do is try to live. I'm not sinless and I'm not perfect, but I try to live in a way that pleases to God. I try to keep short accounts. When I do sin, I seek his forgiveness and I confess and agree that it was wrong. And because I love how my Heavenly Father takes care of me and my family. And I've taught my kids the same thing. Walk uprightly. Trust him, walk with him, spend time with him, do what he says, and you will be blessed. The Bible actually tells us in Psalm 1 that those who meditate on his law day and night are the ones who are transplanted by streams of water. Their leaf doesn't wither and their fruits produced in season. Everything they do prospers. God's word is very clear that when we trust him, he will bestow favor and honor. And folks, listen, no good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. I hope this blesses somebody out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.